For today's GeoQuiz, head north and keep heading north. We're looking for the northernmost place in the world where people live year-round. This Canadian outpost looks out on the ice-covered Lincoln Sea all the way to Greenland. It's a dark and remote Arctic setting, but the people stationed there seem to take it all in stride.
It's not too bad today. The actual temperature is about minus 18 degrees Celsius. It's pitch dark all the time. There's no daylight at all. So you can't see the surrounding areas very well right now. But the stars are absolutely spectacular when it's clear.
Minus 18 Celsius is just below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. So can you name this isolated outpost where daylight doesn't return until March? Several texting game players stepped up to the plate on this one. Lindsay in Leawood, Kansas, Ian from Sunrise, Florida, and Griffin from Portland, Oregon. There's still time to text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. The answer is coming up. It's not often we venture to the top of the world, but it turns out the northernmost settlement in the world is a Canadian forces station. Major André Delamot is the commanding officer of the remote Canadian outpost. Major Delamot, hello, and where are you exactly?
Hi, we're at Canadian Forces Station Alert, which is on the northern tip of Ellesmere Island, and we're about 817 kilometers, or 500 miles, from True North Pole.
This is as high as you can go in the world before you reach ice sheets.
82 degrees 25 minutes north by 52 degrees 20 minutes west.
Does it also look remote where you are, this northernmost settlement in the world?
It really, really does. Our closest neighbors are about 500 kilometers south of us. So it really is, it's a very isolated location.
Does everything kind of revolve around this alert station?
Oh, it does. Right now, there's 70 people on station, basically supporting the day-to-day functionings of the station, generating power, water, the military side of the operation as well, so cooking and cleaning, and plus the military operation.
Station Alert doubles as an environment weather station. What kind of weather are you accustomed to?
It's going to go down to about minus 32 degrees Fahrenheit today with the wind chill. It's the nicest it's been in weeks. It's a bit windy today.
And when you say nice, you mean it's warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's warmed up a little bit.
What kind of wildlife do you see up there in Alert?
We see muskox and caribou and wolves, Arctic foxes and Arctic hares, and occasionally a polar bear. The last time we saw a polar bear here was in the spring of 2010. There's a wolf pack of about 10 wolves. They are out and about all winter. They were actually seen, the whole pack of wolves was on the station yesterday. I'm not sure how they survived the winter because there really isn't a whole heck of a lot to eat around here.
Give us a snapshot of life there at the northern tip of Ellesmere Island. I mean, what are the environment and conditions like? Can you see Greenland on a clear day?
Absolutely. On a clear day in the summertime, you can see the rugged coast of Greenland from here. It is completely dark right now. The sun's set on the 14th of October. So it's completely dark right now, so you can't see anything that isn't lit up on the station.
You can probably see the stars really, really well.
The stars are spectacular.
How do you ward off cabin fever?
We keep busy. We work hard and we play hard. We've got lots of sports and recreation equipment up here. So over the Christmas season, with the start of the World Junior Hockey Championships on Boxing Day, we're going to have our own floor hockey tournament for a couple of days after Christmas. And, yeah, we play cards in the evening, watch movies. Yeah, we definitely keep busy.
You ever find anybody who came to Alert and said, you know, I want to really settle down here and stay?
No. Don't get me wrong, it really is it's a great place. Most of the military people here do six-month tours. Due to the isolation and the weather, it's definitely considered a hardship posting.
Does that imply that if you get sent up there that you've done something wrong? That's usually the case in most countries.
No, not at all, actually. I would say that most of the military people that are up here because they want to be up here. Very few people get to go to the top of the world. And to see when you have 24 hours of sunlight and 24 hours of darkness, it's, you know, most of us join the military for an adventure. So it's a unique opportunity and an honor to be able to serve up here.
Major André Delamot, the commanding officer of Canadian Forces Station Alert, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Good to talk with you. So as Santa's next door neighbors, we like to say that after Santa's done, he'll stop here on Christmas Day for a drink and something to eat, something other than a cookie.
I hope you treat him well.
Absolutely.